This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Indiana Governor Mike Pence signed a bill into law mandating burial or cremation after any abortion. The bill was set into motion after health officials earlier this summer discovered how clinics were handling bodies that were not sold. Friends of Planned Parenthood are scrambling to respond to investigations exposing the profits derived after abortions. Hanging from clinic windows is the word proud, and one activist touted in a TV interview that what we do is legal and we're proud of it. Meanwhile, at least one journalist is saying that this might be the year he can no longer call himself pro-choice. And citizens who have never before been active are coming to publicly protest Planned Parenthood. Another mass protest at over 180 locations across the country is set for August 22nd. This popular movement is giving rise to new hope for the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Life advocates are pushing for House and Senate consideration after the August recess. This is Life News Radio. In the story of the Gentile woman begging for her daughter's healing, Jesus tells us that healing is the bread that belongs to his children. Healing is as much a part of Christian salvation as water is part of human life. One is essential to the other. Discover the healing retreats of the John Paul II Healing Center on the web. One retreat is coming to Seattle this August. To register or to bring a retreat to your community, find on the web the John Paul II Healing Center. Other headlines show the White House taking heat for sneaking $1 million to a New Hampshire Planned Parenthood after state funds were canceled. And a human rights group has filed a complaint with the UN over forced abortions in China. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.